Thank you very much for giving me the floor. I want to make one comment in addition to what was already said about the, let's say, abusive driving. I think it's relatively clear for us in industry that we are trusting our authorities and technical services to do proper testing. We will not expect such strange things to happen in practice. What we see, observe in let's say in a different world, it's the world of court cases, where people try to earn money by doing things that are seem to be possible in the regulation, putting us to court and trying to, let's say, earn money from the OEM. And that's why we are, for us, it's very important to have a complete legal clarity on such testing. That's why such kind of proposals are coming from our side more and more, learning from such situations. So that maybe to add this as a justification, not in the direction of the authorities, but in the direction of, let's say, a complete legal clarity on what is a valid test and what is not a valid test.